Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'll tell you what, the wisdom of Evelyn Pyburn. Evelyn Pyburn joins us, of course, every Monday in the 7 o'clock hour to talk business news. But, boy, we don't just get business news. We get the great wisdom of Evelyn Pyburn. I always enjoy running into her son, Reed. He's got the High Horse Saloon in Billings, which is always a great spot, by the way. Prime rib, breakfast, good. Now I'm getting hungry. I better stop talking about Reed and the High Horse. But anyway, Reed would tell me, man, as a kid growing up, man, I always got lessons on economics and life and so much more at the dinner table growing up. But yesterday she said one word that I think totally describes this entire Kamala Joe story altogether: orchestrated. It has all been orchestrated. This is all so phony. Completely phony. Not only has the Kamala Harris fail upward presidential campaign been orchestrated, but really just the takedown of this country over the last 3 years has been orchestrated. It's all been carefully orchestrated. Well, I don't know how carefully, just but recklessly orchestrated. To try to transform this country into something else, and the destruction we have seen, the destruction with our economy in particular. In fact, I saw a headline that Daily Caller had a story. I think the DOD Early Bird newsletter also had a story about this. I hope I use the exact phrase because I don't have my show prep organized yet in front of me. But there's a story about how U.S. military troops are going to get $20 a month. It's going to be economic hardship pay. All of our military service members are going to get $20 a month for economic hardship pay. $20 a month. You're losing $35 a day because of Joe Biden Bidenomics. You're losing $35. These troops are losing $35 a day because of the failed policies of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester, and the rest of them. Yeah, but here's $20 for the month for economic hardship pay. Why are they giving out economic hardship pay if the economy is doing so great under Biden and Kamala? I mean, seriously, they are now admitting how much they have screwed up the economy and how tough things actually are for everyday Americans out there. Well, otherwise, why would they be giving out an economic hardship bonus to the troops? $20 a month. You're losing $35 a day. You're losing around $12,000 a year is what you have lost. Take your annual salary or your annual income. Take what you would have had 4 years ago under Donald J. Trump. And now hit the subtract button. Subtract $12,000. There you go. Thanks, Kamala. Thanks, John Tester. Where's the economic hardship bonus for the rest of us? Oh, that's right. That's the incentive pay that will come if we elect Donald Trump and Tim Sheehy this November. That's right. Okay, so we might get our hardship bonus here, too, if we vote right heading into November. All orchestrated, though, right?
Securing America.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle found no friends in Republicans and Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, frustrated with her lack of answers. Democrat Jared Moskowitz of Florida wanted to know if anyone was going to be held accountable.
Are you prepared to fire them?
I don't have an answer as to whether...
Well, then how can there be accountability?
Cheadle acknowledging the assassination attempt on former President Trump was the, quote, most significant operational failure at her agency in decades. Some Democrats have joined a growing list of Republicans calling on her to resign or be fired. But Cheadle tells lawmakers she thinks she is the, quote, best person to lead the Secret Service at this time. Local law enforcement and the director of the FBI are scheduled to testify before Congress this week. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some hazy sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures from around 96 in Bozeman to around 100, even some low 100s around the Billings area. For tonight, clear skies, expected low temperature readings back to about 63 in Bozeman, upper 60s in Billings. We'll see more sunny, hot conditions Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, look at that. 48 hours later, the Hollywood elites plowed millions of dollars into her campaign. The media putting out the same fake, phony narrative, the glowing reports. Again, it's, remember, just like we told you was going to happen, the moment they, not you, and when I say you, I'm not talking to our fellow, you know, pro-Trump conservatives out there. I'm talking to you, those of you who vote for Democrats in Montana. They are deciding that she is going to be your candidate, not you. They don't care what you have to say. The party elites and the Hollywood elites are deciding that Kamala Harris, who has been an absolute failure these last three-plus years, they are deciding that she is going to be the candidate. And so you watch. I mean, as Senator Daines told us, if you caught it yesterday when he joined us later on in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, she'll get a little bump in the polls out of this. But what if she doesn't get a big enough bump? And what if come convention time in Chicago, Democrats start to realize, like, wait a minute, we orchestrated this whole coup to put Kamala at the top of the ticket after, even though they knew that Joe Biden was not capable. Years ago, they knew he was not capable, but they thought, let's do the basement campaign. Let's sneak him in there, and we can be his puppet masters. We can pull all his strings because he won't know what's going on. He'll just be happy to be sitting in the White House. And then we'll allow the whole primary process to go. We won't make it a real primary, though. We'll change all the rules, and we'll ignore the rules so that that RFK guy doesn't have a chance at, or anybody, real frankly, for that matter, doesn't have a chance at challenging Joe Biden. And then after all those votes have been cast, after the whole process has been, well, then we will decide who the person will be. And this whole thing has been orchestrated. It was such a great word summing it all up yesterday by Evelyn Pyburn. Because look, here we are. Oh, all of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, we get the news that she's gotten a verbal commitment, that Kamala Harris has gotten a verbal commitment and is already the presumptive nominee. Now, presuming these people follow through with their words and their verbal commitments, but you notice Barack Hussein Obama has still not endorsed Kamala. And so, anyway, it's just going to be interesting. Who was it? Who made this? I think it was Ari Fleischer. First off, Reince Priebus, then Ari Fleischer. Let me share what they had to say on Hannity last night.
This is like jamming them down the throat. They dropped off one set of baggage. They picked up another.
There are three glaring names that seem to be omitted here. Ari Fleischer, and I want to know what you glean from this, and that is Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, number two, and Hakeem Jeffries. Now, apparently Hakeem and Chuck are having a meeting or had a meeting with Kamala Harris. Kamala spoke to Barack Obama, but they have yet to endorse her. Should we read anything into that?
Well, before I answer that, Sean, I just want to go back to your very good accounting of all the left-wing positions Kamala has taken. But you left out two. Don't forget the Senate hearing in which she compared ICE agents who protect our border to the Ku Klux Klan. And don't forget when migrants came over the river illegally when the Border Patrol rode up on horses, she accused those Border Patrol agents of whipping the migrants, and it reminded her of slavery. None of that turned out to be true. So don't forget, Kamala has never met a cop she hasn't berated. As for Obama and Jeffries,
I've got about 30 more monologues to go before I could actually get in all the information. Yeah. There's only so much I could put in one monologue, but I'm going to get there. I promise.
And maybe this is one of the reasons those three haven't taken a position against what Ryan said. I think the Democrats are going to have buyer's remorse here. After the press has rallied behind Kamala, as they've done now, if she doesn't get the boost that she's expecting, if she doesn't pass Trump in the polls after this huge press love affair, what's she got? And that's because the American people already know. And I wouldn't be surprised if she, right before the convention, is still trailing Donald Trump by a significant margin. What's Democrats' plan C?
Yeah, great questions there by Ari Fleischer, who, of course, was a press secretary under former President George W. Bush back some 20 years ago. Yeah, she's going to get, let's call it a baby bump. She'll get a baby bump after all the crazy Camelot coverage for Kamala, the Kamala Camelot phony news coverage. Did you guys hear? We had this. We had one of our Democrat callers, Jim in Kalispell, and he always sounds like a nice guy. He's just a loony leftist. He called in yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour. He was comparing Joe Biden to George Washington. Do you guys hear the way they're just heaping this fake praise on Joe Biden, comparing him to George Washington? My goodness. And he was pretending to be all excited about crazy Kamala Harris. Wait till you hear some of the montages that I pulled. Sean Hannity had two different montages about Kamala Harris last night, which show just how crazy her candidacy is. But she'll get the little baby bump from all the fake Kamala Camelot coverage that they throw out there over the next couple of days. But what if by convention time, she still, as Ari Fleischer's really good, she still doesn't have the support out there? Boy, I'll tell you what, brace yourselves and watch for a hot summer in Chicago.
Democracy 24.
Vice President Harris said in her first comment since President Biden announced he wasn't running for president and endorsed her that his first term accomplishments are unmatched. She said he was doing much better after contracting COVID and looks forward to getting back out on the road. She then flew to Delaware to visit camp headquarters in Wilmington.
I want to say to the team, embrace her. She's the best.
And President Biden called in to the staff meeting.
I want people to remember that what we have done has been incredible. And there's so much more we're going to get done.
The president has not been seen since he got off a plane in Delaware on July 17th with COVID. Harris herself then spoke.
It was important for me to continue with his role of leadership in this office, of like him, who has said for many, many, many months, and I say it today, thank you all so very much for what you are doing.
The Harris campaign announced it's raised $81 million in 24 hours since she said she would run for and earn the Democratic nomination. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some hazy sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures from around 96 in Bozeman to around 100, even some low 100s around the Billings area. For tonight, clear skies expected, low temperature readings back to about 63 in Bozeman, upper 60s in Billings. We'll see more sunny, hot conditions Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fry.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, hopefully, the Olympians bound for Paris pack their vitamins and beef sticks because 60% of the meals served this year to athletes will be plant-based and vegan. With more, here's our network's Rachel Gable.
Meat-free hot dogs and plant-based tuna are on the menu that is touting the health benefits of vegan and plant-based meals from the rooftops of Paris. UC Davis GHG guru Dr. Frank Mitlohner maintains the environmental impact of livestock production is overstated. According to Dr. Mitlohner, Livestock emissions are responsible for 4% of greenhouse gas, while fossil fuels contribute 80%.
In the United States, for example, all livestock combined makes up 4% of all greenhouse gases. Globally, all livestock amounts to 14.5%. The reason why the global is so much higher than the U.S. is because of developing countries. That's where 80% of all livestock emissions come from. And the reason why this number is so high there is because they are so inefficient in how they produce livestock. And in most of those developing countries where emissions are so high, they have problems with food security. It is not a question of whether we eat a day or two less meat in the United States, but the main question is, how will we produce food worldwide?
According to studies, beef plays a role in a healthy diet by providing more nutrients and fewer calories. To consume the same amount of protein in that 3 ounces of beef, an Olympic athlete would have to eat 6 tablespoons of peanut butter or 3 cups of quinoa, and the substantial amount of calories those foods contain. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Bottom line is, removing all livestock and poultry from the U.S. food system would reduce global greenhouse gas emissions by only 0.36%. Now, the Olympic Games begin July 26 and run through August 11th. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, it's time for Superior Livestock Auctions Video Royale, running July 29th through August 1st in Winnemucca, Nevada. This year's sale will feature over 188,000 head of America's best feeder cattle and calves, including a special Charley and Red Angus section. Sale time is 7:30 a.m. Mountain Time, July 29th and July 30th, then 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, July 31st and August 1st. To check out the sale catalog and to watch the sale each day, visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
Have you heard the news? Because the largest and most aggressive land marketing plan just got bigger, and Hayden Outdoors is stampeding its way throughout the country with more advertising horsepower than ever before. Millions of dollars spent to bring buyers and sellers together through a marketing plan that's the cream of the crop, reaching millions of land buyers monthly with over $5 billion in land sales over the last 5 years. Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells the land.
Well, according to the Western Livestock Journal, JBS Canada began construction in June on an $80 million distribution center and a new patty line for Wendy's restaurants. Food Market says the facility in Brooks, Alberta, will be one of North America's largest distribution centers. And finally this morning, the U.S. has certainly made a very strong case under the USMCA in the ongoing dispute with Mexico over genetically modified corn, and a decision is expected sometime this fall. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So apparently, Montana Democrats have 25 votes. Is it 25 votes? 25 Montanans get to decide who their presidential candidate is. Forget the 100,000 or so of you that voted in the Democrat primary. We're going to let these 25 people decide. Democracy, wear your pink hats, I wonder what's the vote count for the 25 Montana Democrat Party delegates? Did all 25 of them take part in this orchestrated fake Camelot narrative that the media and the Democrats are pulling right now? Anybody holding back? That'd be interesting. Yeah, I saw Jonathan Ambarian with the Montana Television Network has a story here about how on Sunday, the Montana Democrat Party released a statement thanking Biden for his years of, well, they call it public service, but you know what it really is. The Montana Democratic Party released a statement thanking Joe Biden for his years of harm that he caused to this country, to the destruction he has caused in the last 3 years. And the Montana Democrat Party is thanking him for that. thanks for your service. They can't thank Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy or his Marine Corps veteran wife, Carmen, for her service. But they can thank Joe Biden for his, air quotes, service. Wow. Absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Let's go to George in Billings on the phone lines. George, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I have a thought. You know, I don't think Kamala's as dumb as we think she is. I think she intentionally didn't talk about Biden's health prior to the primary, but she knew he couldn't get through the election. Intentionally withheld that information so that she would be crowned at the time when they didn't have time to do a pick another candidate in the right way. I think she did this intentionally and withheld that information, and she's now crowned the queen.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think she is cackling all the way. Here comes Kamala. Absolutely. Here comes Kamala, cackling all the way. She knew she couldn't survive a rough primary process.
She knew she couldn't win the primary. She knew it.
Yeah.
And she thought this was her only chance to get into the Oval Office.
Sit back, lie to the American people for 3 years repeatedly.
And wait till the last minute. Wait till the last minute when he finally it was evident to everybody.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Exactly. No, great point, George. If you got more to share, stand by. I'll come back to you here in 60 seconds after this Fox News update. And by the way, I've got a montage. That's one of the montages I've got. I was going to save it for later. Let's play it now because it ties in exactly with what George just said.
News, MCJ Papa Vice President Harris is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Today she travels to Wisconsin.
Her campaign says Vice President Harris's visit will highlight the choice facing Wisconsinites between Donald Trump, the convicted felon who would drag this country backwards, and her brighter vision for the future where our freedoms are protected and every American has a fair shot.
This is Jackie Hine. We're at the president in Delaware. He'll soon leave to return to the White House, ending his COVID lockdown. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance stumping for votes in Virginia.
This year we'll remember Joe Biden as not just a quitter, which he is, but one of the worst presidents in the United States of America. But my friends, Kamala Harris is a million times worse.
The Transportation Department says it opens an investigation into the widespread flight cancellations at Delta Airlines since last week's Microsoft tech meltdown. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, here's another great example of how your phone calls, your messages on the Montana Talks app, that drives the conversation here on a show called Montana Talks. Great point there by George in Billings. I'm going to play this montage from Kamala Harris here in just a second, but in a couple of minutes, we've got the National Weather Service office going to join us here live in just a few minutes, looking at the smoke outside our studio windows. Looking at the forecast for this week, triple digits once again. And then, man, I'm going to be in the Flathead later this week for the Montana Chamber of Commerce's big event. And I noticed it's going to drop down into the low 80s by Friday in the Flathead. So that's interesting. So anyway, with the weather changes and the smoke and more, check in with the National Weather Service office here in just a couple of minutes. All right, here you go. Sean Hannity. Man, what an opening monologue that he had on his program last night, absolutely torching this radical leftist Kamala Harris, but tied in with what George and Billings just said right there and how this whole thing was orchestrated by the radical left, this takedown at the last minute by Joe Biden. Here is Kamala repeatedly lying about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities.
She lied. She covered up. She was the liar in chief. Take a look.
We have a very bold and vibrant president in Joe Biden.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivating, gratuitous.
He is an extraordinary leader, and I wish that people could see what I see, because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election.
If there was a problem...
I'm not lying.
If there
was, but I'm telling you a fact.
But if there ever is a problem, do you think that you could go tell the American public? Do you think in your role that you're in a position to do that?
Long pause. Long pause.
Of course, if necessary, but there's no need for that.
Yeah, the liar in chief, as Hannity called her last night. There's another montage coming for you later this morning as well. Just painful to listen to. Well, some of you are dealing with pain from arthritis. What up, man? Pain from arthritis, bone on bone, constant pain. You know, some of you are wishing you could go out on a nice hike. You're wishing you could get out and golf in some of the cooler temperatures approaching here later this week. But you got the pain in your knees, the pain in your hip, the pain in your back, or maybe it's arthritis, other types of pain. Well, there are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. And the place to go, there's a clinic here in Montana, QC Kinetics. They use cutting-edge treatments to heal your body the natural way, get you moving again. You can call them today for a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263, and ask them about these restorative cellular treatments they provide.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's no other way to put it. Housing markets in 2024 are just plain weird. The persistence of much higher interest rates on conventional fixed mortgages following a long span of years when rates were at rock bottom lows has produced some down is up conundrums that seem at first to defy logic. Conventional wisdom says that higher rates should soften home demand and act to restrain a reverse price growth. But prices have continued to creep upward in many Montana cities thanks to frozen supply from would-be sellers unwilling to dump their low-rate mortgages. That's one of many mysteries in today's bottled up marketplace presents us as we move into the second half of the year. Others are in plain sight as well. The wealth of younger generations of Americans is lower than that of boomers at a similar age, since they're frozen out of buying into real estate markets. The increasing wealth of boomers, thanks to price growth, coupled with the lower mortgage payments that lock them into their current homes, has given them spending power and continues to help the economy overperform. I'm Patrick Barker.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Evan Brown. It's been 10 days since a would-be assassin nearly killed former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally, and in the process killed one rally attendee and wounded two others. And when U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle sat through a congressional grilling on Monday, failing to answer questions on agents' readiness and when agents noticed the gunman, certain members of Congress took the opportunity to criticize the firearm used to try killing a president. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin.
We have to find the courage and resolve to pass a ban on the AR-15 and other assault weapons.
The gunman used a semi-automatic rifle, but it should be known that someone shooting even a bolt-action hunting rifle like a .30-06 would have been able to make that shot. That suggests the firearm used may not really have been a cause. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Joe Biden is withdrawing from the 2024 presidential race, and now Montana Republicans like Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy are calling for Biden to step down from the presidency altogether. Here's the deal. If Joe Biden is unfit to serve as a presidential candidate, then Joe Biden is unfit to serve as president of the United States. We've got more of that story, plus liberal Senator John Tester still hiding. MontanaTalks.com for that and more.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at the temperatures, the weather forecast over the next few days, triple digits for parts of the state of Montana. And then, by the time I'll be in Kalispell and Whitefish come Thursday, Friday, the temperatures will drop down to the lower 80s, which, of course, will be welcome relief, even for Northwest Montana. You know, the whole state's been feeling the high temperatures over not just the past few days, but the past several days. Great to have Emily Archer with us from the National Weather Service office. Emily, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for inviting us.
Well, yeah, well, I guess first off, where do you want to start? We've got changing temperatures over the next few days, and then but then we've got wildfire smoke out there. Tell us where you want to start.
All right. Well, with the temperatures, I mean, like you were saying, once we get into that kind of Thursday, Friday time frame, we luckily will have a little break from the heat. But currently, we do have some advisories out as well as warnings for the high temperatures through today and into Thursday. And what's interesting about Thursday is we should see a cold front moving through sometime in the afternoon or evening, which is what's going to help bring those temperatures down on Friday. And that's also going to bring a better chance of seeing some rain showers and thunderstorms again. So we're looking about a 20 to 50%, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, what's it looking like across the state? How soon could I know you're based in the Billings office, which covers kind of south central, southeast Montana into eastern Montana. You know, even got a message from our friends in Libby, and they're like, man, we're getting hit with the heat up here as well. But I guess how soon will that cold front move into western Montana, and will it blanket most of the state?
So right now with the timing, there's a bit of disagreement between some of the models. So at the latest, it would be kind of Thursday night. But some of the earlier solutions have it kind of closer to maybe 5 p.m.
Interesting. And then how long does that cold front stick around? And I guess what's the longer-term forecast looking like?
So right now, it is looking like for at least a few days, we should have those temperatures more in the mid-80s to low-90s. But then we are looking to warm up kind of back into the mid-90s again, especially across kind of the eastern and southern portions of the state.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost, we're about a little over a week away from it being the month of August already, in just less than a week and a half already. It's crazy to think how fast this summer is already going by here. And then talk about, you know, the wildfires that are out there. Obviously, with the continued high temperatures, continued risk of wildfires, a lot of smoke. What are you hearing about all this wildfire smoke? Obviously, we've got fires here in Montana, but elsewhere across the region. Could that cold front bring in some wind to move some of this smoke out, or will it just move more in?
Yeah, so right now most of the smoke is coming from Canada, and with the way the pattern is changing for those colder temperatures, we'll start to see more smoke from the west again. We might get a little bit of a break. The smoke is still going to be present. It might just be a slightly smaller amount of smoke than what we've been seeing the last couple of days.
What's kind of the water cooler conversations around the National Weather Service offices? I usually try to jump on Twitter and see what the various offices are sending out via Twitter, but what's the water cooler conversation? What are the folks behind the scenes talking about?
So right now we are just really kind of focusing on those heat impacts for these next few days here, and then especially how those will play into some of the fire danger as well. Because once we get to Thursday, we'll have had a couple of days already near those 100-degree temperatures. The smoke is bugging me.
I hear you. Yeah.
And with those high temperatures, we're also going to see lower relative humidity values. And then when you add to that the cold front coming through and bringing an increased chance of thunderstorms, it's really just not a great recipe for keeping fires down.
That's right, because then you get the lightning strikes thrown into the mix as well. It sounds like a lot of the fire starts we've had thus far have been human-caused. But then when you add the lightning strikes into the mix, it's a whole new ball game. All right. Well, Emily Archer with the National Weather Service, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. By the way, speaking of wildfires, Missoula County has ordered evacuations due to a new fire in the Missoula area. This is information as of about 7 o'clock last night. Montana DNRC and other fire crews now reporting 15% containment on the Butler Creek fire west of Missoula. The latest maps had the fire at just over 300 acres as it continues to burn in a mixture of grassland and forested areas. Yeah, they have had some evacuations. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office downgraded the evacuation order to an evacuation warning for a couple of different areas. We got the full details on our Montana Talks app or on the MontanaTalks.com website right now as well. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We're also getting messages here on our Montana Talks app as well. Earlier, we were talking about the orchestrated attempt here to prop up Kamala Harris as the Democrat nominee for president of the United States. Monty in Roundup said this: Obama will not endorse her until he knows that he can control her. She's dumb enough, but she's also young enough that she has free will, unlike Grandpa Joe, who just did what he was told. She might actually believe she is the president of the United States should she get elected. That's from Monty in Roundup. Thanks, Monty, for that. You know, I mentioned yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, we had a phone call, a lot of great phone calls. One of the phone calls, though, came from Jim in Kalispell. Now, I've talked with Jim several times over the years. I always enjoy getting his phone calls. Jim was a big fan of Barack Obama. Well, still is. In fact, he still owes me dinner because he bet me back in 2012 that Obama was going to win Montana. And, of course, Obama lost Montana, but, of course, still won the presidential race that year anyway. Thanks, Romney. But anyway, Jim in Kalispell was comparing Joe Biden to George Washington. With the destruction Joe Biden has caused in the last 3 years, he's one of the worst presidents of the United States. But despite being in his 80s, he's also childish. I mean, think how childish Joe Biden is. I thought about this yesterday. I was like, this guy went into hiding for days, crying mad that he was being forced out of the presidential race. Joe Biden is ticked. Joe Biden is fuming mad. Joe Biden has been throwing temper tantrums behind closed doors. Well, I don't know, unless his health is really that bad. I mean, that's the other thing. Who knows when he finally reappears here later today. But Joe Concha made this point, so well said by Joe Concha on Fox and Friends First.
If I got to see this unselfish comment one more time, guys, that he did this for the country. He went out kicking and screaming. He did not want this to happen. His own party forced him out, not for good of country, not because they're unselfish, because they know this man had no shot of winning. So now they want a do-over after they destroyed the primary process. As for all these emotional outbursts that we saw on the air yesterday, Carly, this is just another sign of an overall theme of this campaign, and that is weakness versus strength. You see weakness with Chris Coons crying on the air. You see weakness with Joe Biden still in hiding after being diagnosed with COVID, 5 days ago? He says he's not going to run for re-election. We don't see him in front of a camera. What's that about? So obviously weakness with, you know, the party leaders, so to speak, like Barack Obama, who had to hide behind George Clooney in order to get the message out that Joe Biden should step aside, or Nancy Pelosi hiding behind Adam Schiff to say that this man should not seek re-election. So that's what we're looking at here. Strength, like we saw at the Republican National Convention. I was there. The energy, enthusiasm, optimism, and most importantly, the confidence that we saw out of everybody that was speaking there and everybody that was in that crowd was palpable. And we haven't seen a convention quite that good since 2008 with Democrats and Barack Obama. Weakness, obviously, everything I explained to the Democrats. That's what this campaign appears to be about right now, especially in light of Donald Trump obviously surviving not only that assassination attempt, but getting back up saying fight, fight, fight. And 2 days later, he's in Milwaukee at his own convention. Just an incredible contrast at this point.
All right. Well said there. Joe Biden went out kicking and screaming. But they're like, oh, he did it for the good of the country. This guy has been destroying the country. Oh, he steps aside kicking and screaming. Now they act like he's some great diplomat. Give me a break. Eat your ice cream, crybabies.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There are more questions than answers that we have here. I will tell you first off, and this is very, very important what I'm about to say here, is that, you know, if you look at what the Democrats are going to run on, what are they going to run on? MAGA Republicans to scare the crap out of you. Democracy in peril. Democracy in peril? The same party that wanted to keep Donald Trump off the ballot in states? The same party that is now just universally willing to bypass and disenfranchise all Democratic primary voters in favor of the elitists in their party, the Washington elites, the Nantucket elitists.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't.
Cure or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We do have some messages that came in on our Montana Talks app over the last 24 hours or so as well. Cindy, from the middle of nowhere, Kamala looks like she just won the Mrs. America contest. Hopefully not my worst nightmare. Cindy, by the way, you know who we have to thank for bringing Kamala Harris to the national stage? You know who recruited her to run for the United States Senate? Liberal Senator John Tester. Liberal Senator John Tester looked at this crazy radical leftist from California and said, ooh, let's pick her. Let's have her be a colleague in the United States Senate. D.C. Drano is a, Rogan O'Handley. He's out of Tampa, Florida. He's got a great Twitter account if you haven't followed that one. He said, did you know there is a senator from Montana who encouraged Kamala Harris to run for the Senate? Yeah, his name is John Tester. He will likely now endorse her for president of the United States. D.C. Drano says, how the heck is a senator from Montana this awful? Time to replace him with Navy SEAL Republican Tim Sheehy. D.C. Drano later also shared a Washington Free Beacon report from last year showing how the Soros family gave early financial support to liberal Senator John Tester as well, the fake phony moderate, the radical leftist. John, just speaking of Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, John Jackson shared a great tweet from Utah Senator Mike Lee, which ties in with what I had to say about this whole thing being orchestrated based off of what Evelyn Pyburn so wisely said yesterday. Democrats would never oust their leader without a complete plan to replace him. An $81 million haul doesn't materialize in 24 hours without intense planning. This happened well before Biden's withdrawal. Americans need to know how long it's been in the works. So well said there by Utah Senator Mike Lee, and points out what Evelyn Pyburn said yesterday about how this whole thing
is orchestrated. All right, let's see. Just about wrapping up this 6 o'clock hour of the show. Let's go to Nancy and round up. Nancy, what's on your mind?
Well, I got to watch the whole Secret Service hearings yesterday, and I was very impressed with the questioning. And, of course, the squad, all except for AOC. And I wonder what she's up to. She went the opposite direction of the other squad members who criticized the attack on DEI, and also they right away it's the guns thought they want to confiscate everybody's guns. And they Rashida Tlaib was very disrespectful to President Trump's assassination attempt. She was worried more about the children and everybody else in Michigan getting shot, and et cetera, et cetera. The same old rhetoric. What I found interesting is that one of the congressional members mentioned the fact that the head of the Secret Service was supposed to be in Aspen, Colorado, hobnobbing around with the Hollywood elites during the RNC convention. And, of course, because Trump had that assassination attempt, she changed her plans. And I found that, what the hell is our head of Secret Service doing in Aspen, hobnobbing around with Hollywood? Well, I'm telling you, I think Hollywood has become the second Washington, D.C., and that's a dangerous area to go into. And, you know, you've been on the air about 6 years, and I remember back about the second year of your broadcast, you were away on one of your military maneuvers, and you had this host, I can't remember his name, but one of the Hollywood scouts called into the show, and they were going to do this and that, and they wanted to develop Martinsdale and blah, 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 and I jumped on and really got after them, and so, and your host stood up with me, and we more or less told Hollywood to go, you know, just...
filming
and pack it up and go back to California.
I love that line, Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood is a reason for all these weird Democrat candidates.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Kamala Harris went to Wilmington yesterday to thank the campaign staff. President Biden called in with rambling remarks. I think that was a mistake. But she really took it to Donald Trump. She said that she used to prosecute cases of sexual abuse. Donald Trump was found guilty of sexual abuse. She said that I took on the big banks. Trump found guilty of 34 counts of fraud. But she was also careful to lay out some kind of second term agenda. Building up the middle class will be the defining goal of my presidency. He gave huge tax cuts to big corporations. She'll protect Social Security and Medicare. And, of course, she talked about abortion rights. Not everything she said was true or was an exaggeration. She said Trump would sign a national abortion ban. He would specifically deny that. But finally, she acted like she was the person, not Joe Biden, at the top of the ticket. The message, of course, was to the audience out there, and it really was her reintroduction to the country. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.